USDA speaks and markets make an abrupt turnaround to go sharply lower. This is Hoosier Ag Today's Monday Farm Market Review. USDA very bearish today. The final numbers from trade coming up. We'll begin with commentary and insights to the report with Mike Castle of StoneX. I spoke with him at the end of the session. It was quite a negative response to the January USDA report. And Mike, we knew that it was possible to get a bearish report. Did you expect this bearish, though?
No, I certainly did not. I definitely would say I came into this report kind of leaning a bit bearish, especially seeing the average trade guess for corn ending stocks specifically coming in below 2 billion. It seemed like USDA had kind of been going out of their way to keep it above that mark. I think there was a lot of question marks that actually still exist on the demand side of their equation here, even after today's report. So I just don't think anyone could have seen a yield this high coming. I think that's really kind of the headline of what stands out. It's just talking about pick any kind of metric from this report, and it was bearish pretty much. When we're looking at the corn side, and obviously, nearby corn closing down over 24 cents is pretty reflective of that. But the big thing here, we were at 186.0 on corn yield coming in. Expectation was to see about two bushels an acre cut off of that. So still an all-time high at what would have been 184, but they went the opposite direction, increased another half a bushel. So we're at 186.5. So last year was the previous all-time high, to put that into context, at 179.3. So this is a record by a very significant margin. And that translates to production over 17 billion bushels, because they also raised their harvested acreage by over 1.3 million acres, which is kind of an unprecedented move at this point in the year. Just looking at where FSA acres are, for example, about 97.4, you'd have thought maybe they'd start to walk their planted acreage estimate back if they were going to make any changes there. And again, they went the opposite direction. So really kind of catching the trade off guard. Again, just trying to put into context how big that production figure is. The top end estimate of, the analysts surveyed coming into this was at 16.7 billion. And again, like I said, corn production now for 25-26 is over 17 billion, which, means a massive carryout. And truly, it could have been worse. Carryout pegged at 2.227 billion. Again, I referenced that average trade guess of slightly below the 2 billion mark. So you could see just how bearish that miss is. But really, if you dig into the numbers, there are still some changes I think the USDA will have to address here at some point.
Mike Castle, market intelligence and senior fertilizer analyst at StoneX. And now the final numbers from Monday trade. March corn 24.25 lower, 421.5. That followed 6 to 8 cents higher markets before the report. May corn 430.5, down 23.25. July down 22.25 at 438. March beans 10.49, a drop of 13.5 cents. May 12.75 down 10.61.75. July 10.75.5 off 12.25, 6 cents lower. March and May wheat, March 5.11.25, May 5.22.75. Meats mixed. February live cattle 235.25, up 152, 87 cents lower for Feb lean hogs 84.42. I'm Ian DeEubank with the Monday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.